So when you're ready, just begin breathing, you know, normally into the chest. If you want, you can stretch a little left, a little right, lower back, the shoulders. The point is to make yourself comfortable. Try to sit comfortably. If you want your feet to touch the ground, do it. If you're sitting, don't worry too much about your posture. If you're standing, running, lying down, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you're comfortable. For me, I'm sitting. I place my hands right above my knees. That's where they naturally fall. And with the next inhale, I want us to breathe into the center of the chest. And we should have good intentions for this practice, that we should be successful, that we should learn a little bit more of our sensations, how we experience them, our perception, etc. That we should be able to work hard for 15 minutes and do our absolute best, and that it should improve our lives, and that we should use that to improve the lives of people around us. All good thoughts. And with the next breath, breathe into the center of the chest. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. It doesn't really matter how long your breaths, they can be quick, they can be long. All that matters is that you're breathing comfortably. And when you're ready, I'd like for you to focus your attention on your stomach, your perception, your awareness, the physical sensations, and breathe in. Notice all those physical sensations of the stomach being filled with air, of the skin expanding as we exhale. There it goes back. So for a minute, a couple minutes, let's just pay attention to the physical sensations. Maybe there's one over here, then there's one over here. Try to notice as many of them as you can. Should we become distracted, don't worry. Distractions are normal, they're part of the process. If you hear a distraction, you think a distraction, just say to yourself, distraction, 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 distraction. Return to the breath. Feeling the expansion of the stomach, feeling as it contracts as you exhale, just the physical sensations. And what I'd like for us to try to do is multiply these physical sensations. Feel the expansion of the stomach, just kind of as a ring. As you inhale, it starts in the center, and it moves all the way throughout the body clockwise, feeling the skin expand significantly. As you exhale, it goes back in. Try to notice this as many times per second as you can, the physical expansion of the skin, the exhalation, the filling of air, the removal of air. And when you're ready, let's inhale again, but instead let's bring our attention to our mind. Well, instead of feeling the physical sensations of the breath, we are observing the breath. We are observing the rising and falling of the abdomen. No longer the physical nature of it, but the mental part. Here I am noticing the breath. I'm noticing the inhale. I'm noticing the exhale. In, out. We're watching the breath come in and out as quickly as we can. When we're dealing with the mental sensations, it's easier to become distracted. Just note them. Distraction, distraction, distraction. Sound, 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 sound. Thought, 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 thought. Whatever it is, return to the breath. Thinking, we're observing it. Kind of from high above, we're imagining the breath in and out, in and out. For those who have been here before, it's kind of like body scanning. We're observing the sensations one by one in the body using our mind, no longer focused on just the physical sensations. Now for the hard part. With our next breath, we have the physical sensations in our stomach, we have the mental ones in our head. I'd like for us to try to place ourselves even above that, almost as if we're above ourselves, outer body experience, whatever it is. And what we're doing is we're observing both the physical sensations and the mental sensations together. To do this, there's a bit of a trick. The physical sensations cause the mental ones. Every time we feel a physical sensation, one, a mental observance of that will occur. So we'll focus on the physical sensations, and then immediately, every time we experience one, we'll experience ourselves noting it as well. The physical sensations, my observation. Then back to the physical, then our observation. Try to notice the cycle between the physical and the mental sensations, just rotating back and forth. We experience this above our mind. If you're struggling, try using longer breaths. Physical sensations cause the mental ones. After every physical sensation we experience, we will then observe it mentally, then back to the physical, then the observation. Again and again and again, one at a time. Just bouncing between the abdomen and the head. Because the difficulty here, it's easy to get distracted. If we become distracted, just accept it. Remove back above the mind. Physical, mental, physical, mental, physical, mental, observation. Physical observation, physical observation. Back and forth. Like ping pong, but at rapid speed. And for the last minute, I'd like for us to try to go as quickly as we can. In my head, I'm constantly saying for in and in and in and in and for recognizing the inhales, and ooh for out for recognizing the outhales or the exhales. So in our mind, let's try and notice it as quickly as possible. In, out. Every vibration is a new physical sensation that we're noticing it. With it is accompanied a mental sensation as well. Hundreds of them per second. And for the last 30 seconds, push yourself. How many can you realize? How many physical sensations can you find? How many mental can you find? Longer breaths. And when you're ready, return your breath back to the center of your chest. Inhaling to the center, exhaling. Inhaling, exhaling. If you want, you can stretch a little bit. Relax your arms, your feet, your legs. Just begin moving. Return yourself kind of back to the present moment. Thank you very much for practicing with me today. I appreciate you all very, very much.